This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, August 1st. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll look at where state lawmakers go from here now that a temporary budget has expired and state leaders have yet to come up with a new one. And a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. The state of Illinois enters the month of August without a budget in place. Legislative leaders are promising to keep working toward a final compromise. But Governor Rod Blagojevich wants them to pass another stopgap spending plan. Blagojevich's deputy governor, Sheila Nix, says the General Assembly should adopt an emergency one-month budget to quell any concerns over a government shutdown.
The governor would like to see the legislature pass a 30-day budget and to relieve uncertainty and make everyone feel comfortable that they'll get paid and get paid on time. We'd like to see a 30-day budget enacted in the next couple days.
In the meantime, the governor has told state workers to come to work Wednesday, even though there's a chance paychecks could be delayed. He says those who work will be compensated at some point. State services are expected to continue uninterrupted for now, as most agree that August 8th is a key deadline. That's when the first payroll and money for schools are expected to be processed. Some schools might have to postpone opening if the budget impasse continues. The four legislative leaders say they recently made progress in meetings held without the governor, but they have yet to agree on how much money should go toward education, health care, and whether or not to expand gambling to raise revenue. The latest talks involved additional casinos, including one in Chicago. And again, Sean Crawford will have much more on the budget impasse coming up in a few minutes. Champaign City Council has voted against a possible Citizens Police Review Board. In an extended public hearing last night of almost 2 hours, a majority of the public present asked the City Council to consider the Citizen Police Review Board as a panel that will oversee the investigation process of complaints filed against police officials. But council members voted 5-4 against the proposal. Mayor Jerry Schweihart, who voted against the board, says the current complaint review process is working well.
I'm not sure that another conversation and night spent by the council going over this is going to do as good as what you can do with the boards and commissions that you have in place. But we are open to suggestions.
Reverend Charles Nash of the Champaign-Urbana Ministerial Alliance says he has faith that at some point there will be a change in a possible Citizens Police Review Board.
We spent the last 2.5 or 3 years wrestling with this. And I think by having the city manager, the chief of police, and some of his officers part of that committee sends a message that they want to see something in place themselves.
Nash hopes that the topic will be back in the city council within a year, a possible police department. Citizens' complaint review process has been in discussion for almost nine years now in Champaign. Illinois Democratic Senators Dick Durbin and Barack Obama are backing a bill that would allow the state to expand its health care coverage to more uninsured children. Under the decade-old Children's Health Insurance Program, federal dollars have been the foundation for Illinois' All Kids program and its predecessor, Kids Care. All Kids is a state effort to make sure every child has access to health insurance. The legislation would expand the federal CHIP program when it expires September 30th and would call for increased spending of a total of $35 billion over 5 years. Durbin says the legislation is an opportunity to strengthen a successful partnership between the state and federal government. The state's Department of Health Care and Family Services says about 317,000 Illinois children have received insurance through CHIP funding since it began. The University of Illinois wants to know if the director of its police training institute is violating employee ethics through his ties to a military contractor. Administrators are questioning whether Tom Dempsey's relationship with Blackwater USA represents a conflict of commitment. In May, Dempsey signed a 5-year agreement between the U of I and Blackwater, allowing for an exchange of faculty and students and to share facilities. And earlier this month, Dempsey requested a leave of absence to work for the contractor as a consultant. U of I officials are now trying to determine whether Dempsey was employed by Blackwater when he signed that agreement and why the partnership doesn't address that. U of I spokeswoman Robin Kaler says Dempsey and any other university employee agrees to a conflict of commitment statement when taking a job.
On that statement, it asks whether you have a significant financial relationship with a company that does business with the university. And it defines, the state form defines significant as financial interests exceeding $10,000 or representing more than 5% ownership regardless of dollar value.
Dempsey is reportedly in Afghanistan where he's communicating through email. Kaler says administrators hope to talk with Dempsey by phone this week before deciding whether his work with Blackwater is a conflict of interest. Dempsey has been director of the U of I's police training facility since 2002. Blackwater spokeswoman Ann Terrell declined comment on Dempsey. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. The state of Illinois begins the month without authority to spend money. A temporary budget expired at midnight, and state leaders have yet to come together on a new one. While the disagreement continues, the future of Illinois government is in limbo. Sean Crawford has more.
As the clock ticked down toward the end of the emergency one-month budget, last-minute negotiations failed to produce a deal. The public probably won't notice the impact, at least initially. State offices are expected to be at full staff even without a budget in place. The governor has asked all employees to keep coming to work despite uncertainty over when they'll be paid. Raymond Poe, a Springfield area representative, says the ongoing budget impasse is interfering with state workers' ability to do their jobs.
All the state employees I talk to, you know, they're dedicated and they're actually public servants just like we are. And they're more concerned about making sure their job is done and things don't come back and be piled up. They've been just as soon keep on working to get their jobs done. And I think we have that dedication in our state employees.
Poe says there's tension among those who work for the state, but there's also precedent. House Speaker Mike Madigan remembers in 1991 when a budget battle stretched into the summer and state workers' pay was delayed.
We have a history on this. I mean, this has happened before, and state workers who have gone to work have always gotten their paycheck.
But even if state offices, drivers' facilities, and recreation sites remain operational, there are other concerns, primarily schools that rely on state funding. Next week, the first round of school aid payments go out. For some, that money will mean the difference between opening their doors for class or pushing back the start of the school year. It's that type of situation that's led Governor Rod Blagojevich to ask for another temporary one-month budget that could carry the state through August. But legislative leaders working independent of the governor have ignored his request and instead are trying to come to a final deal. Deputy Governor Sheila Nix says it's a risky move.
And the governor and the leaders discussed that, and I think, you know, they understand where he's coming from. He understands that the pressure sometimes moves the discussions along between the legislative leaders. However, you don't want to let it go very long because even if you think negotiations are going well, so there can be some last-minute glitch. And just, you know, you have a lot of state employees, and I think some of them have been profiled, that, you know, they rely on that paycheck, and a delay of a week or 2 weeks could be problematic. So really it's, you know, you just want to put everyone's give them some peace of mind.
But the legislative leaders, the top Democrats and Republicans in the General Assembly, say they're closer on ending the longest overtime session in state history. They're still trying to figure out how much to give schools and how to pay for a construction program. Gambling is under discussion as a means of raising revenue, including the possible addition of a Chicago casino. What hasn't come up much during the leaders' meetings is the governor's pet initiative of universal health care. One leader called it a budget buster due to its $1 billion price tag. Frank Watson, the GOP leader in the Senate, says progress has been made in recent days, but says there's still a long way to go.
When we talk about progress, it's very piecemeal. It's very little at each time. It's not something that we can just grab a hold of and say, oh, we got a deal. But it is progress. And I think each time we have these kinds of meetings, people more open up as to what they need to have and what their demands are and what they think would be realistic.
Watson also seemed to reject a plan to raise cigarette taxes. He says despite the governor's exclusion from the meetings, he expects lawmakers will wind up passing a budget and Blagojevich will be part of that effort. After weeks without progress on a new budget, House Speaker Mike Madigan is more optimistic.
I think we're close. As far as I'm concerned, I can see a budget that can be passed very quickly and signed by the governor. And it would meet all of the needs of the people of the state of Illinois, including school districts, mentally ill, developmentally disabled, those living in nursing homes on the Medicaid program.
Madigan gave few details on what items are under discussion. He refused to rule out the House advancing a budget proposal this week if for no other reason than to provide political cover. But most would agree the time for games has passed. As the overtime session now stretches into August, all bets are off as to when it will wrap up. And as Illinois lawmakers and the governor move closer to a self-imposed crisis, the public can only watch and wonder when this drama under the Statehouse dome will finally end. I'm Sean Crawford.
In the forecast for East Central Illinois, sunny skies today with a high around 90, mostly clear tonight, the low around 68, hot and sunny tomorrow, the high 92, partly cloudy tomorrow evening, the low around 68, for Friday mostly sunny skies, the high around 92 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, August 1st. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wil.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.